After defeating Stonewall Jackson's men at Kernstown on March 23, 1862, Union General McDowell set a strategy to eliminate Jackson as a threat in Virginia. But it was Jackson's quick rebel army of 16,000 that outfought and outmaneuvered Union forces in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. On May 25th, Jackson attacked Union General Nathaniel Banks at Winchester, forcing his retreat and chasing his 9,000 troops back to the Potomac River. On June 8th, Jackson struck again, this time at Cross Keys, defeating Union troops under General Fremont. The next day, Jackson was able to secure the Shenandoah Valley for the Confederacy when he beat General James Shields' forces at Port Republic. Jackson had succeeded in keeping 60,000 Union troops occupied in the Shenandoah Valley for 3 months, allowing General Lee to ready his men for the defense of Richmond. The extraordinary Jackson would arrive in time to help Lee with that crucial fight as well.